Have you ever been to a wedding?
You know what a wedding is?
A wedding is when a man and a woman get married, right? Okay. And so I got invitations here. Invitations to come to a wedding. When you put a wedding together, there's a lot of things that have to be put together for it to go right. And therefore, there's a lot of things that could go wrong, right? There's a little ring bearer and there's a flower girl. They could go their separate way, or they could be afraid, they would cry, many other things that can go wrong. Then there's the reception where everybody has food and there's dancing and there's other things. And just a lot of things that have to be put together in order for it to go right. Well, Jesus tells us that he was invited to a wedding. And he went to a wedding, and you always have to have food and drink. Guess what happened to that wedding? People ran out of things to drink. And so Mary, Jesus' mother, came to Jesus and he says, you know, there's no more wine to drink. There's nothing to drink. What are we going to do? And that would be a tremendous embarrassment. It'd be like being at home and having a birthday party and they had a lot of pop or Kool-Aid or something to drink. And then what happens? Your mom says, oh no, we don't have anything to drink. Look in their fridge, nothing. Look in the cupboard, nothing. Nothing to drink whatsoever. That would be a disaster, wouldn't it? So that's what was Jesus' predicament. And so what did Jesus do? He says to his servants, he says, you know, there's a bunch of jars over here. Fill them up with water. Well, what's that going to do? They want wine, not water. And so he says, so they did. They filled them up with water, and Jesus performed a miracle, and the water became wine. It, what happens if the servants were not obedient to Jesus? There'd be no wine, would there? No. Jesus wants us to obey him and do what he says, and only then are we going to experience his blessing and his presence in a powerful way. So the lesson is that we need to obey what Jesus says even when it doesn't make sense. But I think there's also a lesson there that we need to obey our parents too, even though it doesn't make sense or we don't want to, because then things go a lot smoother and better, don't they?